The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman radio show where we talk about fishing, hunting, the great outdoors, wildlife, firearms, a little politics, and especially today, donuts, apparently. Was that number four, Chris, or five?
I lost count.
Oh. Somebody's going to have a bellyache, maybe.
Yeah, so?
So what?
It's worth it. Right?
Exactly. Oh, man, we did a little talk last hour about PETA going to war about a small town in Idaho called Caldwell, about a county road named Chicken Dinner Road, named back in the 30s by a lady named, it was after a lady named Laura Lamb invited either the governor, who was a personal friend, or county commissioner. That kind of gets muddy back there, back her road for her famous chicken for dinner. And the road was so bad that she said to the political official, the elected official, governor or commissioner, how'd you like your ride back here on that very rutted road? And he said, you find somebody to level that road and I'll make sure we take care of oil on that road. And apparently that's how that all came to be. So PETA said that they think that the town should change the name because just like dogs and cats and human beings, chickens feel pain and fear and value their own lives, said PETA Executive Vice President Tracy Ryman. She wants the mayor to change the name of the road to one that celebrates chickens as individuals, not as beings to kill, chop up, and label as dinner. Well, our buddy John B. did a little investigating. He found out there's a Chicken Gristle Road. Very appetizing in Granbury, Texas. Chicken Gristle Road. Of course, Robin sent in Pot Pie Road. There's a couple of those on the Eastern Shore, which that also speaks to, chopped up critters. If you like chicken pot pie. Or turkey pot pie, or beef pot pie, or squirrel pot pie, or rabbit pot pie. It's all good. Yeah, squirrel pot pie, that used to be the thing, you know. You cook a squirrel, cook the meat off the bones, and then make pot pie out of it. Oh, man.
I remember that.
Yeah. We have some weird-looking squirrels in the neighborhood. I saw Pepe the other day, not the former producer here, but we named this squirrel. He's got like a white saddle and 6 inches of his tail is white. He's kind of a gray looking squirrel. He's got a face like a, kind of like a skunk, only reverse, black and white. He's kind of cool looking, gray squirrel, one color phase. We saw one hopping along the fence. We have named, Hopping to me since Robin looked at the squirrel and was crossing the neighbor's yard and she said, look, he's hopping to me. So we named him Hopping to me. And he is a kind of a weird gray with white feet and an entire white tail. So we got a lot of mixing and matching going on in our neighborhood. A lot of chromosomes getting shattered and remixed back there in the backyard, apparently. So saw one little one the other day, a little baby one. I thought for a second it was a pine squirrel, a red squirrel, but it was a brown kind of a brown phase gray squirrel. Had more, it looked more like a red squirrel than a gray squirrel, you know, the color phase, but it was definitely a immature gray squirrel. So we have a beautiful black gray squirrel with a sable colored tail. Gorgeous animal. Beautiful.
You have a camera?
I do. I got pictures of most of them.
Good. Good. Yeah. I was going to say. They'd be nice to see.
Yeah. I'll show you.
Okay.
We have another one. When I first started dating Robin 4 years ago, we met this week. We met at Dunkin' Donuts in, I know there's no compare, but that's where we met, our first meeting on July 3rd, 4 years ago. And Uncle Dale from Easton was there. And we were having coffee and Robin came in. That's how we met 4 years ago. And, when I first started seeing her at her house, she had a squirrel called Tippy, an all-black squirrel with about the last 2 inches of his tail, inch and a half of his tail was pure white. And something got him. And we don't know if it was a hawk or a cat or what it was, but all of a sudden he was missing for about 2 weeks. And when he showed back up, his tail was only about 4 or 5 inches long and the whole white tip was gone. However, we did see one of his offspring after that across the street, another all-black squirrel with a white tip on his tail. So Tippy Jr. hopefully is still alive. All kinds of crazy color phases of squirrels in Easton. And we love it. We love living there. We love seeing all the different genetic mutations. 410-922-6680. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Yep. There's Steve Zug Road, Z-U-G, in Old Bowie, Moot Point Road outside of Denton. Yeah, I know where Moot Point Farm is. So it looks like we're on a road adventure here today. We're on a road trip. So all that's good. Thank you so much. So let's talk about a little bit about Chesapeake Forest Lands again, just to review. 250 hunt clubs in Chesapeake Forest Land, thousands and thousands and thousands of acres. DNR said some of these leases have been in effect for 40 years or more. I got an email the other day from a club member, an officer, who said, you know, he's brought up 3 generations on that farm, on that lease of property. And now DNR wants to turn all that onto its head. According to DNR, the Attorney General of Maryland says, oh, you can't lease any property from Maryland for more than 5 years. I'm not sure that's a legitimate claim, but we'll see. So what they want to do is they want to take all the leases, 250 clubs lease land from Chesapeake Forest Land, and pay good money for it. They're going to end them all next February. You're done. Doesn't matter what your lease says. Next February 2020, it's all over. We're going to take everybody's lease. We're going to put them all in a big basket. We're going to draw names in a lottery. And whoever gets the lease on that property can lease it for 1 year, 2 years, or 5 years. So, and not renewable. So if you get a 1 year lease on a property, you have it for a year. Maybe you have it for 2 years. Maybe you have it for 5 years. But at the end of that time, you don't have a, there's no future in that. What's the point? But let's turn the whole system on its head because what the hell, we want to. So, if you're an officer, if you're a member of a club that leases Chesapeake Forest lands, primarily on the Eastern Shore from Talbot County south, I think it's 5 southern counties, let's hear from you. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. We're... I'm kind of the conduit here is what I am. I'm the conduit for contacts. And with 250 clubs, we know there have got to be a number of listeners to this show. You got to send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, because people on the shore are involved in this. People in farming and forestry are involved in this, and there's going to be a strategy session here probably in the next week or so. So we need to have all the contacts that we can. We can't get the they sent letters out to all these officers of all these clubs. They had a public meeting. They laid out the plan and said, this is how it is. Done deal. It's happening. Well, maybe. So we can't get the list. Can't get the list from DNR, can't get the list from anybody. They won't release it. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. But, you know, one way we can do it is through public information like this, through an outreach in the media like this, where we can say, hey, folks, there are people involved who are concerned. There are people involved who may have a solution or may have some help. So let's get your names to Alan and let him be the conduit to get those names to those people. How's that sound? If you'd like to talk about it, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Chris in Odenton about bug repellent. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good, Alan. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I was thinking about the, taking the kids out. You know, I've got a garden that's full of mosquitoes.
Yep.
I always get bit up. And then, like, fishing, if I take them out, what's the best thing to do? I use that awl for just that stuff, but I didn't know if you should put that on kids.
What you want to look for is something with a high percentage of DEET, D-E-E-T. Okay.
And that's safe?
Yeah, it's safe. I mean, it's in a spray. I wouldn't breathe the stuff. But,
yeah.
You know, the way I put it on, quite frankly, when I'm hunting is, for mosquitoes, especially, I spray it on the back of my hands, and then I rub my neck, I rub behind my ears, I rub my
uh-huh.
neck, the bottom of my face, you know, and then the backs of my hands, my arm, because I don't want it to have stuff on my hands. Because I've ruined the finish on a bow with that one time, you know, it's that kind of stuff. But you can spray any of that DEET stuff, on your kit. Now, if you're going to do kids, I'd probably do like 25% DEET, but for the deep woods off or something like that, that has a little higher percentage. Repel has one that's actually almost 100% DEET.
Okay.
So that's good. DEET. Now, for ticks, you want something with, permethrin in it. Permethrin, permethrin or something like that. You want to get something like Sawyer's. Or I think Repel has one that has permethrin in it. But it will specify for ticks. Kills ticks on contact, but you don't put that on your skin. Okay? You can put
on
that
your clothes?
You put that on your clothes. You can put that on, you know, and I wouldn't come in too much in contact with it. But at the beginning of the season, I spray my pants and my jackets with it, you know, and I let it dry before I put them on. And it's,
okay.
You know, I spray my rubber boots with it. I spray everything, with Sawyer's, to keep the ticks from actually starting to climb on. You know, kills them on contact. So those two are the main two. All the other stuff you can forget. Now, I will tell you this though. If you invest in a thermacell, thermacell, okay, you can wear that in a holster on your belt, on your arm, and that will repel mosquitoes and black flies and the biting insects that fly, that's for sure. So it's called a thermacell. What that is, it's a little device about the size of I don't even know what to tell you what size it is. It's about maybe 4 inches wide and 9 inches long. It has a butane cylinder that you insert. It has an electronic lighter in there, and you insert a little pad into the grill, and it heats that pad up, and that will give you a cone around you of about 15 feet and keep everything out of that cone. And that you don't have to touch anything or spray anything on. Okay.
Okay.
So get yourself something. Thermacell, number one. Number two, DEET, D-E-E-T. Number three, permethrin.
Okay.
Permethrin for ticks, DEET for biting bugs, mosquitoes, and same thing with a thermacell.
Okay, sounds good.
You got it?
Okay.
All right, Chris. Thanks, buddy.
Sure. Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye. Here it is, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Talked about PETA, Chesapeake Forest Lands. Insect repellents, that's a good one. What do you want to do, Chris? You want to hear the fishing report from Clyde? You want me to dial it up?
Yes, go ahead.
Why don't I do that? Give me a line here. Let's see. I'll do line one. 410-242.
Yep.
Nope, that's
247.
Doggone it. Hold on. 410-247-3474. Yeah, there it is. 410-247-FISH. What happened?
I have no idea.
It went away. Huh. Well, we know the phishing report works. You want to get that call?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the latest phishing report from Clyde's Port Shop. The line is back up, apparently. Of course, you couldn't prove that by me, but we do our best. We do our best. Let's see. Yeah. Look at that.
Okay. Hold on.
Look at that. There, our buddy Chuck just sent me a picture of his thermocell. He's got it on the deck out there in Ocean Pines. And
I'm going to put you on hold. You can hear
it. And he's got it right there on the deck. So he said, using now. So how about that? I was right. Bruce in Baltimore
Bruce,
City.
Hold on. Here we go.
All right. Who's on the line? Sheriff, no. Hey, Bruce, how are you? Bruce, you're up. Go ahead.
Yeah. Here's a question. So forgive me for being cynical. Why would Brian Frost want to make that issue about the leasing of the hunting of the hunting property?
You tell me.
Well, I'm going to make a suggestion. So we all know he's really a gun control person. He's really a gun control freak, whatever you want to use. So cynical side of me says this is just another kick in the pants of the people that are gun owners because they're hunters. That's just my suggestion. So whether it's true or not, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, it could be. And, you know, so the other thing is they always want to change everything. Change isn't always for the best. So why, you know, there are so many issues that are much more important to the state of Maryland. I could go into, but I don't want to get into that. But I'll say this: oversight of nursing homes and nursing home facilities and medical care for senior citizens, because you know what a personal situation, mother who's deceased. So I've even called their office and the governor's office and a lot of politicians about that. But anyway, I think he's motivated for that politically on that issue. That's my personal opinion. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Thanks for weighing in.
All right.
See you. There he goes. Another opinion. So, you know, we did have a couple bills last year that wanted to have us basically turn our hunting firearms into regulated firearms like we do with handguns here in Maryland and some of the AR style rifles that wanted all shotguns and rifles put into that category with the waiting period and the whole thing. They also wanted us to have to give my, you know, my shotgun to my grandson, or I can't sell Chris a 22. You know, person to person. No, we have to go to a gun shop. We both have to get a license. We have to fill out a 4473, you know, to transfer the firearm, personal transfer of firearms. You know, all that got killed in the General Assembly. I mean, massive protest. But you know, that was a blatant shot at the hunters. Unfortunately, the hunting community didn't rise up on that one. So, you know, will the hunting community rise up on Chesapeake Forest lands? Who knows? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, will they just let bureaucrats and politicians roll over them like they do most of the time? Likely so. Am I cynical? Little bit. What you got?
Let's say I just called the.
Why don't you do? I'll do it for you. We're trying to do this as like a commercial, so.
Okay. All right.
Knock
yourself out. Give me a second.
Thanks. Okay, take your time. This musical interlude is brought to you by the Outdoorsman Radio Show. You are on hold. Thank you for holding. We are waiting. Chris.
Okay, I called, and it worked for about 2 seconds. He was talking about the Bay Bridge, and all of a sudden it just died.
Just died?
It died.
Really? Wonder why.
I don't know.
Well, I know one thing that will happen. Our listeners will call, and then they'll call Clyde and say, hey, we tried to call your fishing line. So, I mean, it's just been up for a week or so, so see what happens. Well, it didn't work. So, it didn't work. But we that will not prevent us from talking about Clyde's Sport Shop. Anything and everything that you need for crabbing, Clyde's Sport Shop has it. Anything and everything you need for fishing, Clyde's Sport Shop has it. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. If you need a crab net, a crab trot line, a crab trap, a crab pot, a crab basket, a crab steamer, crab seasoning, crab bait, crab, well, like I said, if it goes in your truck or your car and it catches crabs, you can find it at Clyde's Sport Shop. Same way with fishing, anything for fishing. Rod and reel repair, fishing line, licenses, fishing and hunting licenses as well, gunsmithing, rods and reels and tackle for any and all types of fishing, lures for every type of fishing, live and frozen bait, live black salty shiners for snakeheads if you want to use them. They've got them. So check it out at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is a website, two S's in the middle. And if they get it working, 410-247-FISH, 24/7 FISH is the fishing hotline, Clyde Sports Shop.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, let's go to the Eastern Shore and talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. Cross the Bay Bridge, go right down the street there to exit 39B. That's right off Route 50 East, and you will see Chesapeake Outdoors. Ken Island's crabbing headquarters with crab pots and crab traps and crab nets and ready-to-go trot lines and trot line components and crab bait and crab seasoning and steamers. And they do have the stainless steel steamers made right here in Maryland, the best crab steamers ever made and the only crab steamer you will ever have to buy the rest of your life unless you want to buy one for your favorite radio host. Licenses and ramp permits, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, 40% off all spring trolling baits, 20% off Andy rods, 20% off Bradley smokers, and it's that time of year to get that smoker out for that fishing game. That's right, and chicken and ribs and everything else. All at Chesapeake Outdoors. Total complete selection of archery and bows and arrows, Matthews and
I don't know. They got everything.
I was going to say, you're going to run out of things to say.
They got everything. I just hit the wall there for a second. So, you know, anyway, we go check them out. One side's hunting, the other side's fishing. Chesapeake Outdoors. Again, 39B Dominion Road, exit off Route 50 East on Kent Island, 410-604-2500, 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
That was quick from Hank Jr. Let's talk to Mark in Towson. Hey, Mark, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, speculating about this change in the lease provision.
Yeah.
Call me cynical.
Hello, cynical.
When something has been in existence for, what, 50 years, 75 years?
Uh-huh.
And suddenly it's discovered to be wrong. I have to wonder how that happens.
Exactly.
Smells like a bunch of horses to me.
Well, it sounds like a bunch of horses have passed by in the parade, and this is what's left to be swept up.
You got it. I didn't want to say that.
Well, I did it in a very kind way.
Yeah, you did. But the reality is, come on. It's been that way for how many? And suddenly you've got an attorney general named Frost who says, oh, no, that's not right.
That's right.
All the others weren't as smart as him.
Nope, apparently not.
All their staffers weren't as smart as him.
Nope, guess not. Nope.
And this is an ancient, absolutely, this expression goes back to the founding of the country. What's everyone's property is no one's property.
That's correct.
It's called the dilemma of the commons. And when you give somebody a 4-3-1-year lease, they will never maintain it.
Yep.
Because it doesn't belong to them.
That's right. That's correct. Mark?
These clubs will have lost all the improvements they've put in, and nobody will ever maintain anything again.
Nope.
Because after all, within 5 years, it's not ours.
That's right. You got it. You got it, man. You got it. Why bother? Why bother to improve? Why bother to plant a food plot? Why bother to, worry about my grandkids? One guy sent me an email and said, he's raised 3 grandkids on this property, taught them to hunt. Children and grandchildren, 3 generations hunted this property.
Right.
You know, now all of a sudden they want to throw all this up in the air. You know, somebody told me this term and I've adopted it and I use it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it till it is.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're not really throwing it up in the air. They're redistributing it to somebody else.
Redistribution of wealth.
Yeah.
Man, that is perfect.
That's what's going on.
That is perfect. And in this administration, wow. Throw that at them.
Yeah.
Well, look at your attorney general.
Right.
I mean.
You look at him.
No, you look at him. No, but I mean, seriously, though, the most powerful man in Maryland's government is who?
Depends on what you're talking about. It's either the attorney general or it's the governor.
Thomas Miller.
Yeah, I forgot. What am I thinking?
The most powerful man in Maryland's government is Thomas. I think his middle initial is V, isn't it? Thomas Miller. Yep. So, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You can fight fire with fire. You can, you know, convince the General Assembly. You can, you can change a law. But who's going to do it? Who's going to engage in the General Assembly?
Well, unfortunately, the Hunters have a bad history. They're not very active.
Well,
it's only
you've been to a couple benefits.
Yeah, but I mean that is the coalition benefits or dinners are well attended, but then it's a wonderful time had by all.
Right, but you
and I know there are a lot more Hunters in the state than attend that.
That's correct.
And most of them, they don't even vote.
And therein lies the rub, so to speak. I don't want to vote because if I sign up to vote, then I'm going to get called for jury duty. Really? Do you have a driver's license? Yeah. That's how they call you for jury duty, not voter rolls. Nuh-uh. My buddy told me that if you register to vote, they're going to call you for jury duty, and I don't have time to take off of work. And I don't want to go during hunting season anyway. Do you have a driver's license? Well, yeah, but that ain't it. Okay. You're right.
Unless you live in the city,
at that
the odds of being called for jury duty are so remote.
Exactly.
I've been called. I'm 66 years old.
Yeah.
I've been called 3 times in my life.
Yeah.
And twice because I lived in Baltimore City at the time.
Right.
I
lived in Baltimore County for 30 years. I was called twice, and neither time I was chosen.
Yeah.
I was called in on the Exxon case.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would have been fascinating.
I didn't have 3 months to spend on jury duty.
Yeah. They're going broke.
Exactly.
Yeah, so. They, to their credit, they take into account when we're self-employed.
That's true. That's true. Yep. So, and they had a 70-question questionnaire about serving on that jury.
Well, it's funny. In the city, they have a one question. Or do you have a pulse? and will your parole officer allow you?
Mark, come on, you're killing me. All right. Anyway, we got to go.
A lot. They don't have a large pool of potential jurors.
Oh God, yeah, because they're none of them are registered to vote, right?
Not registered. Well, my grandparents died in 60 and 63 in the city, and they haven't missed an election yet.
All right. You gave me a chuckle today, brother. Thank you so much.
Have a good week.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. Oh, man. Mike in Randallstown, good morning.
Hey, Alan, how you doing, man?
I'm good. What's up?
Just going to touch on two things. When you were mentioning the pot pies.
Yeah.
You left out tuna pot pie.
Tuna pot pie?
Yeah, you remember them?
Tuna pot pie? No. Now, I mean, a tuna casserole with noodles and green peas in it, but maybe you call that pot pie. I don't know.
Well, it was actually tuna pot pies. You know, they were the same thing as beef or chicken.
Yeah, tuna pot pie. Okay.
Yeah, and I haven't seen them around for years. I don't know why they stopped making them. But they
I don't think Maria Callender makes them. She makes beef and turkey and chicken, but I don't know if she makes tuna.
All right. And one other thing, speaking of roads. Many, many years ago, I was on the road. I can't remember if it was Harford Road or not. I think it was in that area. And there was a stretch of road in there called Seven Sisters.
Seven Sisters.
Yeah, have you ever heard of that?
No, I never heard of that one.
Mm-mm. Well, it was a stretch of road that had seven successive sharp turns in it.
Wow.
And they called it Seven Sisters Road. Maybe one of your other listeners will know more about it than I do, but I just wanted to mention that to you because I do remember being on that road one time a long time ago.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There goes Mike.
We just had a caller say that there was a company that used to make tuna pot pies.
Really?
Banquet and Swanson.
Really? Tuna pot pies?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Didn't sound like it stuck around that long. Maybe not. Maybe it did. I don't know. Banquet and Swanson both make tuna pies.
I mean, because they still make pot pies.
Oh, yeah. Marie Callender's the one of the leaders. Swanson's
make and Banquet.
Pie. Banquet make, yeah.
They all they're still around.
Yeah, no question. Hmm. Tuna pot pie. Speaking of tuna pot pie, here's Fran from Baltimore.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm fine. I just wanted to say something. I thought about it last week, but I had hung up. I tried my best to encourage, motivate the hunters before. Now I'm more like a spectator. But I'll tell you what they remind me of. You know how they wait till something is broken and then try to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
You know who did something like that?
Who's that?
Just remember Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah.
He thought he could be fixed, too.
He thought maybe he could. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happened to him, don't you?
He had a great fall.
And nobody could put it back.
No, all the king's horses and all the king's men.
Right.
I mean, I never quite figured that out. How do you get a horse to apply a Band-Aid?
No
opposable thumbs, Fran. Come on.
I had so many questions about that story. I said, what was he doing on the darn wall in the first place? He knew he was very delicate. What was he doing up there? You know, I was that kind of kid. You couldn't just tell me a nursery rhyme. I tore it apart. So wait till it's broke.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're spherical on any part of your body, how would you expect to balance on a wall?
Right.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Fran, give me a kick. Pardon me.
One other question.
Yeah.
You know the lady that helps you with the magazine?
Mm-hmm.
Crab and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You said one week that she was in the hospital with Lyme disease. How is she making out?
Oh, she's out of the hospital. She had ehrlichiosis.
Oh.
And, you know, she had fluid in her body and her lungs around the lining of her heart, the whole deal.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
All from a tick bite. And I haven't spoken to her real recently, but she seemed to be doing a little better. And then we found out that a fellow that helps us around the house, does our yard and that type of thing, and you know, general handyman, he was bitten by a number of ticks. You know, he's working outside in Talbot County and mostly in the, you know, doing yard work and that kind of stuff, and he was bitten. He was pretty sick here a couple of weeks ago. I heard from him last night, late. I don't even think Robin knows this. I didn't tell her because it was so late when he texted me. But he said he's fine, and you know, he's been out of town for a couple of days, so that's why we haven't heard from him. Couldn't reach him, but he was pretty sick. So you know, I'm guessing he's taking the course of antibiotics and everything else. I mean, they're nasty. We got some nasty critters out there.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I hope they both get better. Anybody that's part of the group, you know.
Yeah,
exactly. I hope for them.
You and I
all
both.
Right.
Hey, Fran, thanks, girl.
Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
There goes Fran. Janet in Baltimore City. Good morning, Janet.
Hello?
Janet, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I just want to give a little insight on the gentleman with the tuna pot pie to make him feel a little better.
Yeah.
Hey, years ago they used to have a box mix in the grocery store. It was a tuna casserole mix. And they took it off the market because they said it didn't run well, and it was a tuna casserole like a pot pie.
Casserole. I like
in the oven, and I thought that maybe that's what he was talking about.
Might be. I don't know.
I just want to make him feel better.
I got it. Well, yeah, I think you probably did there, Janet. Thank you
anyway,
so much.
Another little question. I live in Baltimore City, but do you know anywhere you can take your grandchildren, great grandchildren, that's safe in the city or county that for fishing? You have any idea? My husband passed, but he used to take our kids some out of the way places, but I don't even remember how in the world to get there.
Mm-hmm. You want to stay in the city?
Well, no, it doesn't matter. Just somewhere that I could take them safe.
Oh, okay. Lock Raven Reservoir is great.
Oh, okay. Lock Raven?
Yeah,
okay.
Lock Raven's good. Liberty's good. I don't know if we used to have a caller from Lake Roland, and I haven't heard about Lake Roland lately, but, you know.
Lock Raven and Liberty.
Liberty and Lock Raven, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there it is. Sparky showed up with a recipe from Charlie the Tuna, tuna pot pie. There it is.
Yep, beautiful.
Yep. Sure does look beautiful, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Individual tuna pot pies. It's a thing. How about that? Supposed to go tuna fishing in about a month.
Whereabouts?
Ocean City.
Ocean City?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On a Friday.
Mm-hmm. Didn't know if you were going to stay in Ocean City or maybe head further south.
Well, I'm not sure what we're going to do.
Okay.
Not sure yet. So.
That'll be fun.
So. Yep. So. Let's take a little break. Let's talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. What do you think?
I concur.
You concur. Okay. Raven crossbows was what I was trying to think of. The R26,
R29. Nice.
Yeah, they're nice. No question. Mission crossbows.
Nice.
Matthews compound bows, including the new Matthews Vertix. A blowout clearance sale on all Hoyt bows. Crossbows by everybody else are available at Chesapeake Outdoors. And they do the custom arrows and the bow tuning and all the accessories, the rest, the sights, the peep sights, the string loops, the rests, you name it. They'll take care of that. Our buddy Pete is the expert on all that at Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is located at or just off of Dominion Road exit off Route 50 East on Kent Island. And they have everything for fishing and for crabbing and for hunting at Chesapeake Outdoors. And right now there's a couple of sales on. All the spring trolling baits are 40% off, the big spring trolling baits. The Andy rods are 20% off. The smokers, Bradley Smoker, are 20% off. There is one thing they just got in recently, which are the Maryland-made stainless steel crab steamers made right here in Harford County. Last crab steamer you're ever going to have to buy, and they've got them at Chesapeake Outdoors. And they'll accommodate up to a bushel of crabs, and maybe bigger. I don't know if they got the bigger one or not, but I know they make them. So stop by and check it out at Chesapeake Outdoors, right off Route 50 East on Dominion Road, exit 39B, or you can call them 410-604-2500. But if you need it for fishing, crabbing, or hunting of any kind, sort, or nature, Chesapeake Outdoors. Remember that.
About a 40% chance of slow-moving thunderstorms in and out of our forecast throughout this extended weekend. And lots of heat, lots of humidity. Temperatures near 91 this afternoon. Heat in the season, the upper 90s, close to 100. Mid-70s tonight with early evening slow-moving thunderstorms, cloudy ground lightning possible, and some heavy rainfall from some of these downpours. And scattered storms on Sunday with temperatures in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Scott Lariemore from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
That was nice. Clyde Sports Shop is located at... Did you hear that wheeze come out of my... That was terrible, wasn't it? I need to hit my inhaler a little bit. hold on. I'm back. Yeah. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. If you need it for fishing, Clyde's has it for fishing. If you need it for crabbing, Clyde's has it for crabbing. Nets and pots and traps and trot lines, their own seasoning, aluminum steamers, you've got it. The frozen bait, the crab bait, the chicken necks, the salted eel. They've got all the live and frozen bait for fishing, too, including the black salty shiners if you want to specialize in them for, oh, let's see, the stripers out at Piney Run or the snakeheads anywhere else. They've got the shiners, that's for sure. And plenty of grass shrimp and, you know, bloodworms and night crawlers and all that stuff, too. Any kind of artificial lure, rod and reel repair, gunsmithing, it's all available right there. Clyde Sports Shop, want to give them a call, 410-242-6108. Check out the fishing hotline, too. We couldn't find it working too well, but maybe you will. Maybe they'll get it fixed by the time you call. 410-247-3474, 247-FISH. That's the phone number, 247-FISH for Clyde Sports Shop.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steel. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty blazing, pappy starts squeezing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, the G-Man, T-Man, a revenue's too. Searching for a place where we made his boot. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept for cooking.
White lightning.
White lightning.
Captain Don, good morning.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I wanted to respond to that lady who was looking for a place to take the kids fishing. I got to tell you, that Fort Smallwood Park is just a wonderful place for a family to go to do fishing. They have a fishing pier. They have facilities down there. Usually there's a park ranger out near the fishing pier. And all along the shoreline, they're catching fish. They're catching big catfish, white perch, occasional striper. It's just a nice, of course, it's
you spend too much time in New England, brother.
I know. And they're catching some stripers up there in the canal.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the time for up there, no question.
This is the time of year. And the young lady looking for the place to fish can also check in with Mr. Clyde up there. Clyde's.
Yeah, exactly.
All the insight.
Oh, there's some small ponds around there, too, that they can take kids.
Yes.
You know, there are. And, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
We had our fishing derby down at Fort Smallwood.
Fort Smallwood.
75 kids.
Nice.
Yeah, and 102 fish were caught. It was a great day last week. Had a good time.
I'm glad to hear that. That's cool. It's always nice to get the kids out.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
But other than that, I know how are a lot of boats under the Bay Bridge this morning?
I don't know. It was dark when I came across there at about 3 o'clock.
Yeah. So, it may have been lit up under there.
No, I didn't see too many lights, but I was watching the tractor trailer that was passing me on the Bay Bridge.
Oh, yeah. have to watch out what you're doing when you're driving across there.
Yeah, I was very careful coming. I'm always careful coming across that span. I did blow a tire coming westbound one day. About a mile into the bridge, I blew a tire.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, well, I'll just pull over here in the right lane. It's not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. It took me about 2 seconds to realize you don't stop in the Bay Bridge. So I rode it to the rim down off the four miles on a flat tire. By the time I got down to the other side, it was shredded, and the tow truck was making his way to me. They must have seen the thing on the camera, but. Pulled off the side and changed it, and it was fine. But, man, oh, man, that's a scary deal on the Bay Bridge. So,
yeah. And I have to call you out on something. I really do.
Oh, please. Please do.
Last week you were talking about that Kenny Rogers song.
Yeah.
I couldn't get out of my head all week. What condition my condition was in.
Very nice Captain all Don rendition. Thinking, yeah.
Don't get me going with a couple beers.
Well, we did play Jan and Dean, you know. We played that. We got all kinds of music here. We can play 6 Days on the Road for Stan, you know, or we can.
Yeah.
You know, I can do all kinds of stuff here. So it's all great, and we love it. You know, we love being able to have that library right here. And Chris is a genius. You know, let's just face it. Just say it.
Does a good job.
Indeed.
Yeah, it does a good job.
There's the music.
Hey, take care. Have a good week. Get out and be safe.
Thank you, buddy. And you said it, so I don't have to. Thanks, Don. Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, folks. Well, we survived another week. Amazing, wasn't it? Chris, how'd we do that?
It's like breathing.
After 30 years?
Mm-hmm.